You people in Galatia were told very clearly about the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. But you were very foolish. You let someone trick you. Tell me this one thing. How did you receive the Holy Spirit? Did you receive the Spirit by following the law? No. You received the Spirit because you heard the good news and believed it. You began your life in Christ by the Spirit. Now do you try to continue it by your own power? That is foolish. You have experienced many things. Were all those experiences wasted? I hope not. Does God give you the Spirit because you follow the law? No. Does God work miracles among you because you follow the law? No. God gives you His Spirit and works miracles among you because you heard the good news and believed it. The scriptures say the same thing about Abraham. Abraham believed God, and God accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. So you should know that the true children of Abraham are those who have faith. The scriptures told what would happen in the future. They said that God would make the non-Jewish people right through their faith. This good news was told to Abraham beforehand. As the scripture says, all nations will be blessed through you. Abraham believed this, and because he believed, he was blessed. It is the same today. All who believe today are blessed just as Abraham was blessed. But those who depend on following the law to make them right are under a curse because the scriptures say, anyone will be cursed who does not always obey what is written in the book of the law. So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by the law. The scriptures say, he who is right with God by faith will live. The law does not use faith. It says, a person who does these things will live forever because of them. So the law put a curse on us, but Christ took away that curse. He changed places with us and put himself under that curse. It is written in the scriptures, everyone whose body is displayed on a tree is cursed. Christ did this so that God's blessing promised to Abraham might come to the non-Jews. This blessing comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus died so that we could have the Spirit that God promised and receive this promise by believing. Brothers, let me give you an example. Think about an agreement that a person makes with another person. After that agreement is accepted by both people, no one can stop that agreement or add anything to it. God made promises to Abraham and his descendant. God did not say, and to your descendants. That would mean many people. But God said, and to your descendant. That means only one person. That person is Christ. This is what I mean. God had an agreement with Abraham and promised to keep it. The law, which came 430 years later, cannot change God's promise to Abraham. Can following the law give us what God promised? No. If this is so, it is not God's promise that brings us the blessings. Instead, God freely gave his blessings to Abraham through the promise he made. So what was the law for? The law was given to show the wrong things people do. It continued until the special descendant of Abraham came. God's promise was about this descendant. The law was given through angels who used Moses for a mediator to give the law to men. But a mediator is not needed when there is only one side, and God is only one. Does this mean that the law is against God's promises? Never. If there were a law that could give men life, then we could be made right by following that law. But this is not true, because the scriptures showed that the whole world is bound by sin. This was so that the promise would be given through faith. And it is given to people who believe in Jesus Christ. Before this faith came, we were all held prisoners by the law. We had no freedom until God showed us the way of faith that was coming. So the law was our master until Christ came. After Christ came, we could be made right with God through faith. Now the way of faith has come, and we no longer live under the law. You were all baptized into Christ, and so you were all clothed with Christ. This shows that you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now in Christ, there is no difference between Jew and Greek. There is no difference between slaves and free men. There is no difference between male and female. You are all the same in Christ Jesus. You belong to Christ. So you are Abraham's descendants. You get all of God's blessings because of the promise that God made to Abraham. I want to tell you this. While the one who will inherit his father's property is still a child, he is no different from a slave. It does not matter that the child owns everything. While he is a child, he must obey those who are chosen to care for him. But when the child reaches the age set by his father, he is free. It is the same for us. We were once like children. We were slaves to the useless rules of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his son. His son was born of a woman and lived under the law. God did this so that he could buy freedom for those who were under the law. His purpose was to make us his children. And you are God's children. That is why God sent the Spirit of his son into your hearts. The Spirit cries out, "Father, dear Father." So now you are not a slave. You are God's child. And God will give you what he promised because you are his child. In the past, you did not know God. You were slaves to gods that were not real. But now you know the true God. Really, it is God who knows you. So why do you turn back to those weak and useless rules you followed before? Do you want to be slaves to those things again? You still follow teachings about special days, months, seasons, and years. I am afraid for you. I fear that my work for you has been wasted. Brothers, I was like you. So I beg you to become like me. You were very good to me before. You remember that I came to you the first time because I was sick? That was when I preached the good news to you. Though my sickness was a trouble for you, you did not hate me or make me leave. But you welcomed me as an angel from God, as if I were Jesus Christ himself. You were very happy then. Where is that joy now? I remember that you would have taken out your eyes and given them to me if that were possible. Now I am your enemy because I tell you the truth? Those people are working hard to persuade you. But this is not good for you. They want to persuade you to turn against us. They want you to follow only them. It is good for people to show interest in you, but only if their purpose is good. This is always true. It is true when I am with you and when I am away. My little children, again I feel pain for you as a mother feels when she gives birth. I will feel this until you truly become like Christ. I wish I could be with you now. Then maybe I could change the way I am talking to you. Now, I do not know what to do about you. Some of you people still want to be under the law of Moses. Tell me, do you know what the law says? The scriptures say that Abraham had two sons. The mother of one son was a slave woman. The mother of the other son was a free woman. Abraham's son from the slave woman was born in the normal human way. But the son from the free woman was born because of the promise God made to Abraham. This makes a picture for us. The two women are like the two agreements between God and men. One agreement is the law that God made on Mount Sinai. The people who are under this agreement are like slaves. The mother named Hagar is like that agreement. She is like Mount Sinai in Arabia and is a picture of the earthly Jewish city of Jerusalem. This city is a slave, and all its people are slaves to the law. But the heavenly Jerusalem, which is above, is like the free woman. She is our mother. It is written in the scriptures, "Be happy, Jerusalem. You are like a woman who never gave birth to children. Start singing and shout for joy. You never felt the pain of giving birth to children, but you will have more children than the woman who has a husband. My brothers, you are God's children because of his promise, as Isaac was then. The son who was born in the normal way treated the other son badly. It is the same today. But what does the scripture say? Throw out the slave woman and her son. The son of the free woman will receive everything his father has. But the son of the slave woman will receive nothing. So my brothers, we are not children of the slave woman. We are children of the free woman."